We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
New York sports, New York sports. Imagine today in New York City if Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto were members of the New York Mets or the New York Yankees. Imagine that universe. Imagine a really good reporter like Tim Healy taking no for an answer when the Mets create an offensive line in front of Shohei Ohtani and say he can't answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Healy would run someone over. Anthony DeComo would give security a wedgie and say, we need to find out what's going on. Then imagine Yoshinobu Yamamoto gets all that money from the Mets or Yankees and decides to take a giant you-know-what in the first inning of his first start in the major leagues. Now, before we continue on that, we do have our very first upset in the NCAA tournament. The 11th-seeded Dukes of Duquesne have knocked off BYU. They've pulled off the 11-6 upset or the 9-point spread upset to pull off that in the East region.
I had them going a couple rounds in to BYU.
Oh,
they
no.
really blew up part of my East region.
So you know what that means?
What's that?
You got a busted bracket, baby.
Busted bracket.
I am 2-for-2. I had the little Duquesne-Duke upset. Let's go! Did you fill out a bracket, Shawnee?
I did. I had Duquesne upsetting.
Look at that.
But I did have Mississippi State.
Ah, 1-1. I've gotten the sense around here that it's so different than the way it used to be. Everyone would have a bracket. Mm-hmm. Everyone would argue about their brackets, and we would all eat pizza. Today here at WFAN, I filled out my bracket. I was watching the games. In fact, we had a great viewing party here at WFAN and the other radio stations here. And I was like, wow, this is better than the Mike and Chris days. Like, we've got TVs everywhere. It's like a theater. This is amazing. And then I went to go get my pizza. And there was no pizza left. Huh. Not a slice to behold.
Wow.
Scavengers.
Scavengers! But it made me think of my favorite NCAA tournament WFAN memory. I go all the way back to March of 2008. I was eating really, really healthy thanks to Natural Body Steve, in Howard Beach. He taught me how to eat well. I'll always thank him for that. And I was in the height of eating very, very healthily. Christopher Russo did not like that. Christopher Russo was not happy. Because Mike bought all these pizzas and Chris brought all these sodas. And so I was sitting there and I was drinking a water. And Chris came up to me and said, hey, it was your soda. And I said, hey, dog, I'm not drinking soda. I'm being really healthy. You know, Natural Body Steve. He's like, I don't know who that is, but you're drinking the soda. And I said, I can't. Like, I've sworn off soda. I'm done with soda. He literally picked up a cup of soda and tried to force it down my throat.
Why?
That's great. True story.
He said, I don't want the sugar. You should have said, I'm a diabetic. Make up something to make him feel better.
I was being too honest.
I'm serious.
Yeah, no, he forced me to have soda. True story. And then I spit it out, and then we moved on with our day.
You spit it out.
Yeah, I couldn't have the soda. Dude, I'm done with soda. Since that moment, and it was a few months earlier when I started changing my eating habits. Now, granted, I'm not the greatest eater in the world. I still have different habits, but clearly not as clean as they should be. One of the things I never went back on is drinking soda. I have not had a sip of soda since November of 2007.
Not even diet soda?
No, because it's the taste. It's disgusting.
Oh, you're turned off to the taste.
And I used to inject it.
Not the negative, you know, caloric facts about it.
It started as a negative caloric. What did you say?
Caloric.
negative caloric.
Caloric. Yes.
Yeah, it started that way. And then a few years later, I was like, I'm out drinking with my now wife. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have some soda inside this alcoholic drink. I think call it a vodka soda. Is that what it's called?
The alcohol goes inside the soda. The soda doesn't go inside the alcohol.
I mean, depends.
Oh, that's fair. Depends how much you tip.
Trust me. When I'm pouring the gin, just a splash of soda.
Either way, when I tasted the little bit of soda, I choked. I threw up. It was disgusting.
Really?
And I tried soda a little bit after that just to see what happened.
You're such a weirdo.
And I hate soda. It's the most disgusting thing ever created.
Well, that's a good thing because it's bad for you.
But it all started because of a health kick.
Yes. I'm glad.
And maybe it has something to do with dog. Maybe dog forcing soda down my throat.
Mm.
Maybe that contributed to it.
Negative association.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it reviles you.
It's entirely possible. Yeah. But I want you to imagine Shohei Ohtani is playing for a New York team. This is already a story that's captivating America, and it's already captivating our own city, even if we don't give a rat's ass about the Los Angeles Dodgers. Could you imagine, after signing Ohtani to that mega contract, and look, Tiki, we don't know if he did anything wrong, but that's not even the point. We have a lot of questions.
But the big if. There's a massive if.
Massive. A massive if. Imagine Shohei Ohtani pulling the same crap he has pulled for the last few months, and it didn't matter because it was cute and adorable when he barely talked to the Dodger media. It didn't matter. It's like, whatever. He's a great player. It doesn't matter. But it does matter when you play in a real, real city. It matters when you're not in lipstick fake city of Los Angeles, California. When you're in New York City, where guys like Mike Vaccaro.
Oh, yeah. You get destroyed.
Oh, he will beat the crap out of you if you look at him the wrong way. A town with Brian Costello. Granted, it's a different sport. A town with Stefan Bondi. Shohei Ohtani could not get away with this little league, I'm not talking to you BS, that he's pulled for months and months and months. And it makes you wonder if maybe this whole act of I'm not talking to you was set up because he knew something like this could eventually come out and it would be normal. Well, I never talked to the media. Yeah, what's the difference?
I think he's just naturally, I don't know, introverted and doesn't want to draw attention to himself, even though that's impossible because of what he does and how good he is. Good is he is at what he does. But it almost, in some like off-the-wall way, it helps him because it's who he is, right? It's his persona. I'm not going to talk. I am not trying to explain myself. I'm not in the media all the time trying to do look at me's. And so when something bad or potentially bad like this happens, it's in his nature to just do what he's always done.
Held accountable.
So in some ways it helps him, but nobody's going to buy it, right? Maybe out west they'll buy it. In New York, even though, as you said, we don't really care about the Dodgers other than to hate them when you have to face them in championship series, but we're not going to let it just slide by.
No, because we need answers.
Yes.
And
because New Yorkers love baseball.
Yeah.
And the larger implication is what they're worried about.
Well, that is the biggest worry that we all have, and that's why MLB needs answers, because they need to make sure this isn't a scandal of epic proportions. Right now, it's not. It has a lot of questions.
I mean,
it has the potential to get there.
I got to tell you, there's a good chance that it just kind of fades away.
Of course it'll fade away. You want to know why? Because MLB's not investigating. It'll fade away because a lot of people in the MLB media will force it to fade away. It'll fade away because it'll just go away, even if there's something there. Kind of like how steroids went away until it didn't.
And back to your point, Evan, it will go away because I don't trust that the LA media will press harder. We know a thing or two about illegal gambling in New York because it took us so long to get legalized and so many of us were dying for it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How many of us have watched mob movies? I will tell you this. The one thing that sticks out to me more than anything else on the fishiness that won't be asked: what kind of bookie in America illegally is allowing somebody whose job is an interpreter to run up debts in $4 million without knowing there's Ohtani money definitely behind it?
He knew Ohtani was behind it because he bragged to people, I got a connection to Shohei Ohtani.
It's one thing to brag about it and a bookie take his word for it. I'm sorry. Call me suspicious. Well, somewhere along the line, the bookie need a little proof here.
That Ipe had money.
Yeah, or that Ohtani really was involved here.
I think the smartest thing Sean said is that we're all experts because we've watched a lot of mob movies.
Well, I'm just saying. You know.
Let's go to Bill in Brooklyn, New York. How you doing, Bill?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing today?
What's up?
Good, what's up?
I think my frustration around this whole situation, and Sean, that's a great point, what you just said. If there's time, I could get to that too. I just feel like what came out already and how the story has changed and how there are possible things that could lead us down a bad rabbit hole when it comes to gambling. For Ohtani, for minimum, not to at least get like a, hey, let's take a step back, take you off the field, take you out of the situation, let's do some type of investigation. I think it is bonkers to me. The MLB is just trying to get rid of this.
Well,
that's
Well, I think the reason, Bill, is simply because of the rule. The rule doesn't provide for him to be taken off the field. It's specific for a reason, and it's almost too specific, because if he wasn't the one gambling, like placing the bet, that's the word, placing the bet, and he did it via proxy, hey, Evan, go place this bet for me. You place the bet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that it's me.
Right.
You place the bet.
Right.
I'm clear.
Right.
Right. I can't be suspended per the MLB rule, at least in argument sake. And so I think that's why the MLB has not stepped in and preemptively taking Ohtani off the field.
I don't think that's the reason. I think MLB's afraid. I think they're
afraid
definitely afraid. Afraid of what they find. Afraid of what comes out of this. You and I both know.
Yeah, but if Ohtani was dumb enough to actually be gambling, I mean, this is 2024.
Dude, he was dumb enough to have his name on a bank wire sending $4.5 million to somebody.
Yeah, but that could be him just being we could explain that away by being a good friend. A great friend. Because this now isn't just his interpreter.
You can say it's a great friend. I could also say he's dumb for doing that.
But that's not... Yes, maybe. But he would be really dumb. I'm talking about the larger picture. If he was actually gambling on baseball. Like, you, what rock are you living under?
I'm not suggesting he is, though.
To not know that you cannot gamble on baseball. And it's not even smart when you're an active player to gamble on any sport.
Right.
And talking about any athlete, football player, basketball player, etc. You shouldn't be gambling on sports. Simply because of the implication that maybe you are gambling on your own.
I'm going to give you a comparison that may not work, or maybe it works. I'm going to open up and tell you a life story. Many, many years ago, when I was very young, I had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cheating on me. And early on, I didn't want to investigate. I didn't want to find out. Like, I'm naive.
Yeah, you were just still having fun.
I'm a young guy. I'm having fun. I don't want to find out that she would do that. So I buried my head in the sand.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't investigate because you don't. It's not like you know what you're going to find. You're afraid of what you're going to find. And so my skepticism around Major League Baseball is not based on fan fiction. It's based on history.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the fact that I have seen this sport bury their head when they don't want to find what's in front of them. They didn't want to know what was going on in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, but that was 20-plus years ago.
So?
Right? I get you.
You don't think some of the same owners are around? Some of the same people are in the commissioner's office who learned from the same people? Same thing with the cheating scandal of the late 2010s.
So let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Let's say Ohtani just all of a sudden is no longer playing baseball in the major leagues. He's just gone.
Right.
Man, Major League, not even suspended, so it's not even a scandal. He's just gone. Does the game die? Are we still watching?
Why did he leave? Well, there's a lot of questions to that, because he just decided to go back to Japan because he doesn't want to play baseball anymore?
Is the game predicated on one individual?
No, it's not predicated on one individual. It's predicated on a scandal bringing it down and the integrity of the game being impacted by it.
The scandal brings down Ohtani, all right? So he's suspended for life.
For doing what?
For gambling on baseball.
Oh,
obviously.
My God, dude. Yeah, it could bring the sport down, yes.
How?
Because we may be questioning results. We may be questioning, well, if Ohtani did it, why wouldn't this guy do it? And that guy do it? And that guy do it?
Well,
it creates a house of cards that could bring the sport down.
Until you have proof that is the case, isn't it human nature, just like you said, to accept that it's not?
I don't believe Ohtani did any of this. I believe MLB needs to investigate to find out why.
And I don't disagree with you.
Well, that's my big issue. I want them to not bury their head like they have in the past.
I don't think they're burying their head.
Okay.
I think they're still gathering facts, and they're still waiting for Shohei Ohtani to be implicated in something, which he has not. Currently, he's a victim of a crime. That's how his lawyers positioned it.
Okay.
And until we get some other indication that it's anything other than that, Major League Baseball is going to say exactly what they said.
Major League Baseball, the same unit that couldn't wait to investigate illegal use of ILs with Billy Epler, couldn't wait to investigate that for months. They're not investigating the biggest name in the sport being connected to wiring $4.5 million to an illegal gambling book. Mm. Okay. Yeah, that all makes sense to me.
It wouldn't bring the sport down, though, Evan.
If it goes up to that rabbit hole of guys betting on baseball, it could. That is the ultimate fear that every sport has. And again, I'm not implying Ohtani did that. I'm saying is I need them to open their eyes and investigate instead of saying there's nothing to see here when clearly there's something there.
I totally agree. They should open their eyes. There is something there. But they're not investigating because they think it's going to bring the sport down, like people are going to stop watching. I think mainly they're not investigating, A, because of the federal part, but B, it's more of a global money thing than it is eyeballs on the sport. We didn't stop watching the NFL when Calvin Ridley went out for a year because we knew he was gambling on football.
Right.
We've accepted it because as a society, we're all sitting here for 2 days gambling on basketball. We don't care. We gamble.
And by the way, Sean, that's core to this. Gambling is everywhere in sport. Everywhere. Like, they're sponsors of teams, or not teams, but of organizations. Like, the league, right?
Right.
They're a sponsor.
I'll give you a great example of that. This is from Jeff is Real 25 on Twitter.
Yeah.
I did not come up with this on my own, but I want to read something to you that's pretty fake but pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Want to welcome you back to SportsCenter, presented by ESPN Bet. For more on the Ohtani situation, we go to our FanDuel MLB insider, Jeff Passan, at our DraftKings studio in Los Angeles, brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook. Jeff, how could something like this happen?
Right. And by the way, that's barely an exaggeration.
No, I know it's not.
Barely an exaggeration. And so how can... Like, last year when the NFL suspended, I think it was like 4 or 5 guys. If you remember, this was gambling on sports when they were geolocated inside the facility, even though it wasn't on football. It was just, but if they were at their house, it'd have been fine. Like when that, they walk in, I'm sure there's gambling innuendo everywhere, especially on game day. And now you're gonna find you're gonna spin these guys because they're like, oh yeah, this is okay. I should get this app. Oh great, I got this app. Oh, I'm gonna bet on a sport that's college basketball. Texas A&M, my alma mater, is taking on Texas. Oh yeah, screw them Longhorns. Let me put $5 on this, and then they're suspended.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? I think the hypocrisy in it is what's most frustrating from our standpoint, because everybody's in it.
Oh, yeah. I do live reads for it. I gamble myself.
Everybody is in it.
But there's a difference between me and Shohei Ohtani.
Of course.
There's a difference between us as consumers responsibly gambling in a legal way. Like, whether you like it or not, sports gambling in the state of New York and the state of New Jersey is legal. And when I do it, and I talk about it on the radio, we talk about it in a legal way.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about with Shohei Ohtani has nothing to do with FanDuel or DraftKings.
No, it doesn't.
It has to do with an illegal sports book in a state in which sports gambling isn't even legal to begin with. Not that that matters.
But it's not outside of the realm of possibility that Shohei Ohtani or Ipe, who travels with him everywhere, is influenced by all of this around every sport that he's ever been to or watched.
Yeah. Let's go to Jim in Westfield, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Jim.
Oh, hi. You hit my salient point, but I can segue to this deferred compensation plan. And people are saying, well, he took a deferred compensation, and why would he then gamble? And it's like, for that reason, for that very reason, maybe, because he's worried that you know, if they ever find him out, he'll have money in the future, and it's not available now, maybe, for people to take away from him, or he's smarter than the average guy. Maybe he's
Jim. You know what? You know what ends up happening now, and I understand why this is brought up. I even brought it up earlier. When there's a cloud over, and there is now a cloud, whether you like it or not, over Shohei Ohtani, it doesn't mean we're saying he's guilty of anything. But there's a cloud. There are questions now over Ohtani. That leads to questioning everything. That leads to looking at a contract that we have never seen signed in the history of sport, a contract deferred in the way Ohtani deferred it, and it leads you for the first time to say, hey, did he do that because of this? And there's a really good chance he didn't. The reason we were given at the time is a noble reason. It is, I want to help the Dodgers. I want to bring the CBT down. I really want to win. And that could still be the reason. We don't know. But when you now have a cloud over somebody, it leads you to question everything. And it's so easy to take that deferred contract and make up a little story such as, well, people around him know he loves to gamble, and people around him know he's bringing in a ton of money in endorsements, so let's keep only a certain amount of money around him because we don't want him to gamble it all away.
Yeah.
Now, that is a fan fiction story. We don't know if it's true, but now that there's a cloud over him, it's fair to question everything.
And now makes you speculate on everything.
Yes.
And whether or not the $2 million, whatever it is, he's making a year, which is peanuts compared to the overall, you know, wealth that he's going to have, means anything other than, well, if something goes wrong, then I'm not losing that much money.
Right.
It's the same thing with Deshaun Watson, right? The Deshaun Watson contract was structured so that when he inevitably got suspended,
yes,
he basically lost 16 or whatever it was. How many games he was suspended? 12, 10, 12, whatever it was, of $1 million, not the entire contract. Like, they game the system in order to make his fine with this that goes along with the suspension minimal, right? It minimized the entire, you know, monetary loss to Deshaun Watson because they pushed it all out. He made $1 million in the year that he was suspended, which meant he lost, you know, whatever it was, 10/18 of $1 million.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have bad news at our sports update NCAA tournament desk. Our Wagner Seahawks are down by 10. And we are with about 7.5 minutes to go in the first half against the number one seed, North Carolina. We're obviously hoping that Staten Island, that beautiful island, that beautiful borough that we all forget about, that we shouldn't forget about. Some say Staten Island's really New Jersey and not even New York City. I think that's crap. And you know why that's crap? When I go to Staten Island and I want to pump my own gas, I'm allowed to. Okay? That's the proof that Wagner and the beautiful borough of Staten Island is truly a part of New York City and not New Jersey.
Wasn't it like almost gerrymandered into Brooklyn?
What? Into Brooklyn?
Like when they tried to redraw.
When was that?
This is like a year ago, but then the judge struck it down. Didn't that happen?
Well, gerrymandering it into a congressional district?
Yeah.
That's okay, though, because like I used to live in a part of Queens that shared a district with the Upper East Side of Manhattan. So sometimes you do have two boroughs that are like connected via congressional district. All I know is Staten Island and our beautiful Seahawks of Wagner were down by 10. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Remember, our Seahawks of Wagner are only playing 7 guys because they're so banged up. And also, half of my face, my beard is painted green in honor of the Seahawks of Wagner.
Kind of looks like the Seattle Seahawks colors.
Oh, good point. Wagner and St. Peter's, by the way, as universities or colleges, thrilled with you, Evan. They have taken to social media to retweet your beard in support for today.
Did well, you're really? Welcome.
Yeah, my idea, great. By the way.
What was that?
My idea, by the way.
What was your idea?
The beard color today.
Was it your idea?
You asked me in the office, and I said, why don't you paint it for Wagner?
You know what that means?
And we were looking up the colors.
You know what that means? By the way, that's the voice of Brian Rascona, one of the most underrated guys here at WFA.
You guys thought, that doesn't sound like Loogie.
It did sound like Loogie because he was looking for a pat on the back.
I'll stop.
Oh, here we go.
But unlike Loogie, Scones is right, and Scones deserves a pat on the back because he's right.
Thank you, Evan.
We were unsure, hey, what color should my beard be? And Scones was like, dude, why don't we honor the two local teams?
10 seconds ago, he had no recollection. Now he's just telling me exactly what happened in the office.
No, because you sparked my memory. That's exactly what you did. We'll come back with more of your calls, 877-337-6666, including a belief I actually have concerning athletes and Ohtani, and that is, it's okay if you bet on sports. I wouldn't have a problem with it, as long as it's not baseball. We'll discuss it coming up. Also, and this is as soon as we come back, because I can't wait to read some of these. Sean Morash and Tiki Barber have joined forces for a fantasy baseball team. And social media has had a great time figuring out team names for Tiki Barber and Sean Morash's team. In fact, a former coworker of Sean Morash texted me just a few minutes ago. In fact, I'll give you this. He said, I've got a name for Sean Morash and Tiki Barber's fantasy baseball team. Why don't we call it Fats Running Back? What? You don't like that one?
Sounds like somebody who's fatter than me making a fat joke, but okay.
I didn't reveal who he came from, but we'll hear from you. I love you. I don't mean you, Tiki, or you, Sean, or you, Scones. I mean the audience. I love you guys. Because this morning I needed a good laugh. And when I put out on social media, Tiki and Sean Morash have come together to co-manage a fantasy baseball team this year in my baseball league. What's a good name for them? Right now, their working title is a thumb and a pro bowler, which is, by the way, a fine name.
That's generated mostly through Bad Tiki, who will be joining us in an hour.
Oh, that's right. Bad Tiki came
the
over
thumb down. Came from Bad Tiki.
That's true. That's right. Yes, you're correct. He called Sean a thumb. But the audience came up with a lot of really good names, including Dead to Me, Barber Ash Balls, Fit and Fat, Beauty and the Beast, Saquon is Dead to Us, Squeaky Clean, one for the voice and one for the clean-shaved head, the oxymoron, Pinky and the Stomach. Angelo Palasqua came up with my favorite, Flubber and Lightning.
I love that one.
That was actually kind of great.
King Kong Bundy and Brutus the Barber. Tiki and the reason I switched to other shows at 5 o'clock. Tiki and the Michelin Man.
Michelin Man.
Michelin Man.
Michelin.
Two balds, one cup.
This is what you get from a guy who doesn't change his own tires.
That's right.
Two balds, one cup? Is that
right? Yeah. Two balds.
Oh, God.
Two balds, one cup.
Don't ever Google that. Don't ever.
Tiki and the Douche. Sean Needs a Barber. Bald and
no, he
Balding.
Doesn't. He's bald.
Lightning and Blunder. Blunder and Lightning. Yeah, a lot of Blunder and Lightnings. Uh-huh. People like that one. What are you guys, 8 years old? Who joins a fantasy team with somebody else? What a loser you are, Marty. You know why they're joining fantasy teams together? Because everybody hates the guy in the league that barely pays attention.
Correct.
So sometimes when you've got two rookies in Tiki Barber and Sean Morash in a heavyweight fantasy baseball league, you need two people to almost check each other.
Especially a guy come September who will be more than occupied.
Well, what does that mean?
Because come September.
Yeah, I'm covering the pool in the world. Oh, wait, you're talking about you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're giving up in September when the playoffs start?
I'm just telling you, my mind share is going to be elsewhere.
Jeez. Why is that like... This is like a turnoff. I think I want you guys out of the league now.
See, I looked at it as camaraderie. A whole first baseball season, I'm working with Tiki together. Yep. We can exchange ideas, all right. of this.
The thing we'll get to know each other that much more.
That is true. And I'm looking forward to that draft day fight when Sean says, hey, you know, Yamamoto's fallen. We should really jump on him. And then Tiki's like, I refuse. I will not let you and us draft him.
He's new in the league, and he's going to be a bust.
You want to take Yamamoto off our board? He can come off the board.
Let's go to Steve in Montville. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
Hello.
What's up, man?
Yo.
Well, I wasn't quite as mean as some of your other guys.
Thank
but
you,
I was
Steve.
Thinking about T-Cash. T-Cash.
T-Cash.
What's the
T-I-K-A-S-H.
Oh.
Assuming that you have a couple of shekels on this fantasy league.
Oh, yeah, it's not very good. That's okay. Let's see. Larger than charge.
Mixing of names. I see.
Two guys... Sorry, this one's mean. Two guys not in the Hall of Fame.
That's not right. I mean, whatever, it's fact.
Tiki Pork. Tiki Pork. You like that one? Tiki and the Fat Man. Fat Fumblers.
Can I just say something real quick?
Lightning and Ladyfinger.
I understand I'm not in Tiki's physique. Do people think to get to, like, work, I need a roof flap and to get craned out of my house? How fat do people think I am?
We watched that show the other day. Me and Tracy, 600-pound
life.
Life, my 600-pound life. The first one was really compelling because she lost a ton of weight. Forget her name now.
Yeah, but you got to get hosed off on the pool deck. That's your shower.
What do you mean?
Some of them on these episodes,
oh, yes,
they're out
yeah.
they're out on the deck getting hosed off. That's how they shower. I don't have to do that. I'm not that fat.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. No, you're not at all. But that just reminded me that we watched that show.
A star and a screech owl, a giant rash, Arnold and DeVito, Tiki and Tubby.
Oh, twins. Oh, I got it.
Pros and schmoes. Have you found one from all this, or are you going to stick with the thumb and the Pro Bowler?
You're reading all the funny ones.
Well, I like
those
some
serious ones, like Steve called with a serious one.
Squeaky Barber.
I do. That's not bad. I don't know. I genuinely liked Flubber and Lightning, though. I thought that was
funny. I think Flubber and Lightning may be the win.
As long as Sean's okay with it, I'm fine.
You like that, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I think Flubber and Lightning is the win. And a few people had that.
Now, here's the problem.
For those who've never seen the movie, Flubber was an amazing substance.
Yeah, it was. You would love it for the nerdiness of it.
Of course.
I tend to like naming fantasy team names after I've drafted a player and coming up with a creative name that the team is built around a player.
Oh.
I'll tell you
that's a good way to do it, actually.
The reason I've never liked that, in my humble opinion, is that when you're in a league for a long time, and I think a lot of people listening have been in the same league for, let's say, 20 years, right? Time has gone by.
Jeez.
I like the kind of history of having the same name and not changing it. You know, and I wanted to have a rule in our fantasy baseball league where it's like, once you pick your team name, that's it. Because I hate when people change their names. I love the fact that Pete Hoffman, who works here, he's the producer for BT and Sal.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Hoffman has the lamest fantasy name ever, but at least I know it's him.
What is it?
Nothing but the best. Very lame, very boring.
Ugh.
But that's Pete. You know what I mean? Like, that's who he is.
He's lame and boring.
Well, I didn't say that. I meant
coming
that...
your way Friday nights on the Fan.
I mean, that's his team name. Like, I get confused
has
if he changed it all
won?
The time. He has, yeah. First year, I think he bought all the players because we had some Fugazi rules, and he won. So it's kind of a championship, but a lot of people look at it kind of like the steroid era in Major League Baseball.
He didn't actually earn it.
I mean, he earned it to us.
This was a couple of those Yankee championships.
I didn't say that. So I think whatever name you come up with, you have to stick with. That's just my opinion. Let's go to Chad in Connecticut. How you doing, Chad?
All right, how are you?
We're good. What's up?
I think I have a way for the Mets to maybe get a second chance at Ohtani.
How?
Well, think about this for a second. Do you remember back when Ohtani signed his contract, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, he had a clause in there that said the Dodgers couldn't fire his translator, right?
Right.
No, so that turned out not to be the case. That was the rumor. Because
wasn't?
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what happened. So when he signed the contract, a story came out that he had an opt-out if somebody was fired.
Yes.
And I guess it was just pure speculation that it was going to be his translator. What it turned out to be was Andrew Friedman, the president of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And at his press conference, he was even asked about it. And he's like, yeah, you know, I came here because of the vision. I came here because of the organization. And if those things changed, obviously there would be a massive change in the way I viewed the franchise. So that story is not true.
Yeah, well, it's an accurate report. It's just the wrong person.
Yes, yes. It's not his interpreter, because I know that that's been like the callback last night and even today of, oh, wait a second. Can Ohtani opt out? What about his trade? That was never the case. It was a rumor. It turned out not to be true. It is connected to Andrew Friedman, the president of the Los Angeles Dodgers. So if the Dodgers blew up the organization, yeah, yes, he could opt out.
Which honestly makes more sense.
Of course.
Because if they're firing Friedman, that means that they're going in a different direction philosophically.
Yes.
And so therefore, he might not want to be in on it. Hey, we're going to rebuild for 3 years.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense.
He doesn't want to be a part of that.
Yeah. I think when you sign on to a franchise, you do it, obviously, a lot of it's for the money. And a lot of it is you believe in the vision that's being sold to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could see something like that with Steve Cohen, right? If you're Francisco Lindor, you sign this massive contract. If Steve Cohen, like, sold the team, I could see a guy saying, oh, I want an opt-out.
Yeah.
I didn't come here just because it's Flushing, Queens. I came here because I believe in that vision. I'm not saying any other player has it, but I can see the rationale behind that. I should get that in my contract. I trust the architect around here. Architect leaves, I'm out. I got an opt-out. Go do a podcast or something. Make half the money or something like that.
The David Segui.
Imagine that. That's a good call, by the way, because Rico took David Segui's job. True story.
I'm aware. That's why I made the joke.
Did you really know that?
Does it, like, shock you at 37 that I followed baseball around here the same as you growing up?
I just didn't know you knew that. That's all.
Of course.
In fact, how could he pull that random of a name?
Yeah, it's a good point. Good call.
Serious. There's so many other Mets he could have gone to.
I'm a baseball-obsessed New Yorker that's in my late 30s.
All right. You're very smart. I give you credit. Arthur in Tom's River. Hey, Arthur.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up?
So, listen, I've been listening off and on all day, and I'm hearing all these questions about hypotheticals, but the thing that gets me are just some questions that I haven't heard anything about. Shohei, when he signed that contract and said it was for the taxes, how baseball allowed that with the competitive balance in the league and the taxes that are affected for the other teams to get money when right. the contracts are signed that are over the limit or whatever. So the Dodgers avoid that. He avoids paying the taxes. And now he signs it. He does this thing. The translator is fired. Did he go back to Japan? Is he going to answer for any of the legalities as well as answering the questions that maybe are contradicted in the future?
Well, the translator, my understanding is the translator lives here. I don't know if he's going back to Japan. Mm-hmm. I think he went to college here. I think he's from here. So yeah. I don't think he's going back anywhere. I think he's going to have to face whatever the legal consequences are.
Right. Is he an American citizen? That's the question. So if he's an American citizen...
I'm pretty sure that. I think he went to college in the United States. I don't know his full background, but no, I don't... Look, he's going to face the consequences of whatever he's proven to have done. As far as the CBT tax and all the deferred money, that deferred money was brilliant on the part of the Los Angeles
Dodgers.
But
isn't it surprising? I think this is what he was getting at.
Go ahead.
Isn't it surprising that Major League Baseball didn't push back on that? Like, just allowed it to happen? Because it is a clear subversion of the CBT.
Can they push back if there's no rule against it in the CBA? You know, maybe in the next CBA there will be a rule against it. But what can they push back on if there's no rule against something? That's the Dodgers and Ohtani being really, really creative. And let's also be honest. If Steve Cohen did that, we'd call him brilliant. Some may call him a king.
Well, I mean, I called the Guggenheim group brilliant. Like, they were fantastic. I mean, that's smart.
I give him credit for it.
But
even though it was Ohtani's idea.
But can you imagine if every... Let's say Pete Alonso does that. Mm-hmm. And then Soto does that. What if every team starts doing that? Then all of a sudden, what's the point of the CBT? So for your big contract.
I don't think every team could do it because what player would do it? How many players are in position to defer that kind of massive amounts of money? Ohtani's a special, unique case. Yeah. Alonso would never do that. Judge would never do that.
Yeah, because he had only made, up until he signed his deal, $17 million.
Yeah, these guys are not making $60 million a year in endorsements.
Yeah.
I was looking at the endorsements of Major League Baseball players. Like, okay, Ohtani makes $60 million a year. Who's second most? You know, the second most I saw was like $5 million
a year? Yeah, because they're not brands.
Right. So my point to you is that I think this is such a unique circumstance that no other player would be able to do that.
You're probably right. You're right.
No other player would be interested in doing it.
In football, you could get away with it because a quarterback is going to make a ton of money in endorsement.
Right.
Maybe not $60 million, but he's going to make a double-digit million. $8 to $10 million every year, so they don't even have to rely on their contract money. But in baseball, because of the, don't know, relative regionalization. They're not national brands. They're not or international brands. So you're right. Ohtani might be one of one.
All right, I'm going to the NCAA men's basketball Evan and Tiki score desk to see if anything crazy is going on. Here's what we got. If you're just tuning in, Michigan State, I wouldn't call it an upset. I think they were favored as the 9 seed, and they always advance in this tournament. They basically are due to go on a run every time. They beat up Mississippi State. They advance by beating them by 8. Duquesne pulled off the pretty big upset over BYU, knocking them off.
Busted my bracket.
Busted Tiki's bracket. And Creighton took care of business against Akron. So a nice little start for the Big East, with a resounding 77-60 victory over Akron. And unfortunately, my Seahawks, your Seahawks, all of our Seahawks of Wagner, they're down by 12 at the half against North Carolina. And Long Beach State, that's the guy with the coach that got fired.
Dan Monson.
Like, he got fired. Then they got hot, won their tournament. They're down by 19, middle of the second half. So they're screwed. They're done. We will see no 215 upset there. So that's where we are here, day one of the NCAA tournament.
So a Big East team has already played and nearly doubled the score of the Virginia Cavaliers.
Is that going to be a thing? Is that what we're going to do as Big East fans around here?
It's because Big East fans are salty.
But
the crybabies from St. John's that you called them.
Yeah, the Johnny Crybabies is what I called them.
Johnny Crybabies. And the voice of The Rock, of course.
Yes, I took that from The Rock because he calls him Cody Crybabies.
And Seton Hall, who actually had a real gripe. They had the real gripe.
I think Seton Hall had a gripe. I think St. John's had less of a gripe. But I want to make something very, very clear about this gripe thing. And look what happened. See, I'm right. None of that's true. And I'm going to give you a specific example of that. My first year here at WFAN during the NCAA tournament, the big controversy was between Hofstra and who was the school that made it over them? I'm trying to remember to be historically accurate. I think it was VCU. I think it was. But you could fact check me on this.
Well, you'd have to give me the year, Evan.
2007 or 2008, kind of in that range, okay?
Dude, who the hell is recalling that off the top of their head?
Me, even if I may be sort of inaccurate about it. Hofstra had...
years ago.
but hear me out on this, because I'm going to defend you. Just,
all right, go ahead.
You'll be happy with
me. Go ahead.
Hofstra had the resume over, again, I think it was VCU. George Mason.
It was 2006, and it was George Mason.
Thank you. Okay, we got it right. 2006, I was close on the year. George Mason, Hofstra. And you can go back and look at this. Hofstra had the better resume.
Mm-hmm.
So the big controversy around here was Hofstra got screwed. They even beat George Mason head-to-head. This is ridiculous. How does George Mason make it over Hofstra? George Mason then proceeds to go on an incredible run.
Right.
How far did they go that year, Sean?
The Final Four. Was that Shaka?
That was Shaka Smart. Very good call on that. Was it?
Yeah, pretty sure it was.
No, I think you're right. That did not prove the committee right.
It was Jim Larranaga.
Oh, Jim Larranaga, now in Miami.
That did not prove the committee right. All it proved was, hey, if you give someone an opportunity, they could take advantage of it. So I was screaming and yelling. I was doing the overnights at the time. Right. I was not doing full-time middays. But I remember saying, hey, guys, this doesn't prove the committee was right.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because they went on a run. No, that doesn't prove a damn thing. Creighton was never a bubble team. So them beating the crap out of Akron as a 3-seed doesn't prove a damn thing. And by the way, Virginia getting their ass kicked also doesn't prove anything. It doesn't. We're basing this on a resume.
Right.
If you believe Virginia had a better resume than Seton Hall and St. John's, the results should not impact if they were right or wrong.
Especially once you get into the tournament, because it's all matchups. By the way, you said VCU. That's where Shaka was. He was at VCU.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting George Mason and VCU confused because they both made these great runs.
So you confused me as well.
But I apologize.
But Virginia did exactly what Virginia has done all year. Some days they look pretty average. Some days they look pretty bad. And then in 2 days ago, they were just the pretty bad.
And they were really bad, and it became easy for the Wally Zerbiaks of the world to say, see, they suck. See, they shouldn't have made it. That doesn't prove anything. Mm-hmm. The results of this tournament doesn't prove you were right or wrong. Just like Hofstra got screwed in 2006. Why? Because George Mason went on a run? That proved the committee was brilliant? No. It didn't prove that at all. So I'm loving day one of the tournament, but what I'm not loving, and I've never loved this, is the idea that the results are proving you right or proving you wrong. It's March! It's madness! The results don't mean anything. What, if Arizona got upset by Long Beach State, what would that have proven? It would have just proven they choked on the biggest stage like they were doing a Virginia imitation or a Purdue imitation. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
It's angers right.
me. Well, the reality of March is that you don't know. There are some teams that eventually, like when you get to Sweet 16 and Elite 8, it becomes more chalk. It becomes more the teams that are supposed to be there. But in these earlier rounds, anything can happen. It happens every single year. There are upsets every single year. It's the reason we always want to talk Cinderella's.
And that's why upsets don't prove your opinions from right. 4 days ago correct or wrong. It doesn't. It's March. It's crazy. It's drunk. It doesn't make sense. All I know is my bracket's off to a hot-ass start, and I'm getting very, very giddy. I haven't had a run in my bracket in a long time, years ago, and I'm getting off to a hot start, Sean.
Here's the problem, though, Evan.
It's only been 3 games? Is that the problem?
This is the Evan playbook. When your bracket busts at 9-10 tonight,
yes.
you're not going to be held accountable tomorrow. You get to brag because you're hitting all the games while you're on the air.
Well, hold on a second. I tweeted out my bracket earlier today. Now, most people don't care about individual brackets, and I respect that, but I hold myself accountable. This is what I picked. This is if I'm right or wrong. That's it.
Tomorrow, 2:10, you got to acknowledge, hey, my bracket finally busted.
Of course. What are you, new around here? I acknowledge my sucking predictions all the time.
You're a ducker.
I am not a ducker.
You're a ducker.
A ducker?
A little bit of a ducker.
You think I'm a ducker, Tiki?
No, I don't know what that means.
He's a quiet ducker.
He's a quiet ducker. Let's go to Chris and Seacliff. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good to hear, listen to you this afternoon. Hey, so you're talking about all the leagues and as far as players while they're active, if they can, gambling in the stadium or, you know, they have to be in a bunker somewhere way off like, of the campus. And then they can legally gamble as long as it's not on their team or their sport. What about a guy who is with the NFL, mm-hmm. let's just use that as an example, and retires, and he's 1 year out of the league. He's got a lot of buddies on that team. He's got a lot more information than you or I do. And Tiki, not for nothing, you still have great connections with the
right.
Giants.
Chris.
Boomer's got connections with NFL.
Chris, think about this. You remember when Tony Romo first came to CBS? It was right after he retired. And he was calling every play. You remember that?
Right.
And
that was weird.
It was weird, but it's exactly what you're talking about. Right? If he was gambling in that season, which he wasn't because CBS doesn't allow this.
Right.
But just to say that he was gambling, he would have crushed it because he knew every single – because he had just come off the field from, one, having similar offenses and probably more this, playing these teams. So he knew exactly what the game plan was, and he had been studying him, and it's still fresh in his mind. So it's a great point, but you don't see it. Like, you don't see it policed.
Well, Romo and you are different in that you're employed calling NFL games. So it's obvious that you should not be allowed to bet NFL games. But what about the former player that doesn't have a connection? Are there rules against that or no? Is it a free game? You can do whatever the hell you want.
Do whatever you want.
And you have inside knowledge.
You have familiar knowledge, especially because you just left the game. And you could be talking about or placing bets on a team that has the exact same makeup sans you, right? And so it's an unfair advantage that doesn't get policed or talked
well,
about.
Well, this is
I don't think it's large enough to become to be an issue, right? You know what I mean? It's not like there's a ring of just retired former players that are putting these massive positions on certain games and stuff. But in theory, it's absolutely something that could, you know, derail the system.
It makes a lot of sense, and this system is very, very new. That's the thing we're all getting used to. This is all new. Legalized sports gambling, and again, what Ohtani's interpreter is involved in is not legalized sports gambling.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal sports gambling with a bookmaker.
Yes.
But in terms of legal sports gambling, it's new for most of the states that have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still an infant, basically, in the state of New York.
And by the way, if this was legal sports gambling, In California, there would be no issue at all.
Well, if you went to a bookmaker, there would be.
Right. Well, I'm saying if it was legal.
As
long as it wasn't baseball and it was what he was saying.
No, you can't bet with a bookmaker. It's an illegal bookmaker.
But if it's only illegal because it's illegal in California. But
it's illegal. Bookmakers are illegal in the state of New York, too, and we have legalized sports gambling. So you got to use these government, basically, controlled sites. Not government controlled, but you know what I mean.
Right, you can't bet with Jimmy Sandwiches.
Right.
Right.
I can't just open up my own sports book, even though it's legal in the state of New York. By the way, one guy we will pick the brain of, and he was very difficult to book. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I had to, like, move mountains and molehills, is Craig Carton, who's got a very good perspective on all this, my former partner, obviously many years here at WFN, and he's been very open and honest about the issues he went through. So we'll talk to Craig coming up in about 20 minutes or so. I've got to make sure. His people are talking to my people. Very difficult person to book. We come back, more of your calls. Plus, if Shohei Ohtani was the guy betting on sports, but it wasn't baseball, and it was every other professional sport but baseball, is that a problem? We'll talk about it coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.